is a question asked in halakha regarding children that get married that their parents share the same name. Example, the boy's father and his father-in-law have the same name. Is it permissible to continue such a marriage, or do you have to break such a couple up before they get married? That sounds like a silly question, and a question that's not even discussed. But the Biyudah Hasid, in his Sava'ot, does write that one should not marry a girl that has the same name as his father. However, that the fathers should not have the same name, he says. In any event, Rabbi Yehuda Hasid and his Sava'ot were not widely accepted by the Sefaradim. It's a whole question if Rabbi Yehuda Hasid wrote his edicts and laws only to his family, only to the Ashkenazim where he lived. But it is clear that somebody that is not concerned or worried about such a thing does not have to be concerned. Which means if he didn't think twice about it and he's not preoccupied by such a thing, that his father's name is the same name as his father-in-law, he doesn't have to worry. Man de lo kapid, lo kapdinan bade. And therefore, we can even bring a proof from the Gemara that there's no problem. There's a Gemara Berachot on Daf Mem Bet. It says that Yehuda was making a wedding, Yahasik Libre, was making a wedding for his son, Ber Rav Yehuda Bar Hiya, with the family of Rav Yehuda Bar Hiya. Rav Yehuda was making a wedding with the family of Rav Yehuda. So therefore you see, the consuegros had the same name. And still, the wedding was on. Even though some rabbis want to learn that Gemara, that will say that when it says he made the wedding Ber Rav Yehuda, it doesn't mean that he married from the family of Rabbi Yehuda. That means he made the wedding at the house of Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Chaim Palachi wants to explain it. In any event, the halakha, there is no problem. Now, there is another interesting case where also Rabbi Yehuda Chadas Chassid talks about, where let's say the Chatan's name or the Kala's name is the same name as the mother-in-law or the father-in-law. Example, the Chatan's name is Eliyahu, and his father-in-law is also Eliyahu. Or the Kala's name is Sarah, and her mother-in-law's name is Sarah. The Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says, no good, keep away from that also. The halakha, there's room to be mekel if the couple gets along and there's a proper compatibility. We do not have to break it up because of that, for the reasons we gave above. But I just want to conclude with quoting to you what the Nodabi Huda wrote many years ago. He says, and I quote, "V'tama ani, I'm shocked, al rov ha'olam, on the majority of the world, shelatet et pitam la'am ha'ares, that they marry their children off, they give their children off to an imbecile, to a fool, to an amares, who pashut etzlam neheter, that they don't think about. Ve'ed mi shechoshesh ne'iman ha'amazeh. Nobody thinks twice in marrying their children to am ha'ares. Neged ma'amrei chazal, even though it's against the Gemara that says, shekol ha'masi et bito la'am ha'ares, ki'ilu kofta u'maniha lefnei ha'ari. If you give your child to an am ha'ares, it's like putting him in front of a lion. Ve'ilu letchatenim tamid chacham, ela sheshmo keshem hamiv, ba'im nesho'ol al zeh. Says, but when it comes to marrying families with the same names, then they're ready to have a question. Nobody ever comes to the rabbi, he says, and says, can I let my child marry this amaharis? That already is a clear gemara that it's a problem. But when you have problems with names, then everybody wants to know from the rabbi. So he says, ve'lo tiyeh torah shelema shelanu ketzava'a be'alma. You're going to make the Torah law less important than the edicts that Rabbi Yehuda Hasid wrote, and therefore the Rabbi Yehuda was trying to say, to put everything into perspective, what the priorities are. Of course, the midot, the nature, the yirat shamayim of the child, that's the most important thing. That's the question we should be asking the rabbi. Regarding the names, especially for the Sfaradim, for those that are not careful, which we are not careful, Baruch Hashem, in our community, we see many cases as such, and Baruch Hashem, the marriages went fine, they had children, they had beracha. So, la'alakal ma'aseh, man de lo kapid, lo kabdin and bad.